This is a CA14 Marketing Podcast, Episode 1.
Hello, everyone. This is Grant Lee speaking, and I'm thinking marketing. It's mid-October, and I'm walking through a hardwood bush. Lots of color. Leaves are falling for the winter. And now I'm thinking about small businesses and micro businesses and the marketing mix, and in particular, product. Now, for any small business to establish itself and grow, you either have to have a product or a service that people want to buy. They may not necessarily want it, but they certainly, to be successful, you certainly would like to have a product that people need. So this conversation, as I walk through the bush, is about products and how a micro business or a small business can take a look at it and see if they've got something that people are willing to buy. Like most small businesses with a product, there's very limited capital for investing, and almost always there's no money in the account for serious marketing. What's really important for a micro business or small business is to have a supply of materials required to produce the product. Access to the materials for a prolonged period that has a low cost is probably a priority, since available cash is challenging and it's difficult to finance a business. In fact, many micro businesses, the entrepreneur doesn't understand money management, doesn't understand how you can leverage borrowed money and still operate, generate cash, make a profit, and pay off debt. These are all challenging considerations. And in the beginning, things like sustainable development are unknown or farthest from the mind. But when a 21st century micro business or small business starts up, it's now important to understand sustainable development and the three pillars. And I'm talking about social, environmental, and economic. That's a discussion for another thinking marketing experience. But right now, let's consider that there is a product and there is a source of materials that can establish the small business, maintain it for at least 18 months, maybe 24. During that period, the entrepreneur will know for sure whether there's a market for the product and customers who are willing to purchase more than once. Now, a couple more random thoughts in getting the micro business started is the quality of the product and competition. So indeed, consumers, especially those who are now called iGens or Generation Z and millennials, are very cautious on making their purchases. If it's online, they will research it well, check websites, social media sites, Facebook, LinkedIn, others, Instagram, before there's decisions to make contact and follow through with a transaction. Many, if not most, micro and small businesses, when they start out, they have little or poor access to social media. Maybe they've set up a Facebook site just to be able to reach out and make people aware of their product. But those situations are not common, especially in places where the internet service is not reliable or it's has a habit of breaking down or being not available for a few hours. But nevertheless, when the business person starts producing their product, it must have a level of quality that people are willing to test for the first time, and then hopefully they will come back. Quality is sufficient to make a second purchase. Many small business, especially micro businesses, will not do enough research or even consider standards for whatever product they're making. Usually if it's a consumable, there's all kinds of regulations and standards. And consumable in terms of food, drinks of some kind. All of those are regulated and have standards, especially in the world of pandemics. Have to be careful with health and safety issues of producing and delivering products. All those have to be considered to be able to have a sustainable or a business that falls within the definition of being a sustainable business and one that falls within the framework of sustainable development. Now let's consider competition. Competition is good. Anybody that begins a small business or a micro business thinking that competition is bad is making a mistake, and here's why. Good competition will build a market for you, and they will help you develop a customer base that understands the kind of product that you have and the value that it has in their lifestyle. So competition is good. Bad competition, or people that make poor quality products, is not good, because soon that stigma will be attached to your product, no matter what level of quality that you can put into the marketplace. So people that have good products in the marketplace are good competitors. These are the people that you can take their market share, you can capture your own market share and maintain it, and that's done through smart marketing. Before I move on and talk a little bit about an example of starting up and the challenges facing a micro business, I'm going to describe what I can see. The sun is coming through the bush. It's the trees are silhouetted. I can hear several birds in the background. And the scent of a fall bush is incredible. The leaves are starting to rot, and there's that sweet smell coming through the undergrowth. And it's a reminder that snowfall is not far away. Oak trees are standing with various shades of red, yellow. Those leaves will take a little while to drop. Same with the maple. Others, the apples, are pretty much lost all their leaves now. They're pretty much done for the year. And some of the undergrowth, we have goldenrod that have passed their prime in color, but they're still standing, starting to droop. Grass and the trees are laden with dew. Because it's early morning, and I'm speaking from a trail in Ontario, Canada. So now in the mornings, generally damp, wet from heavy collections of dew and perhaps a little rain overnight. So this is the environment in which I'm walking and talking and thinking about marketing. So let's consider a small business, micro business enterprise that I'm establishing. And it's being established in a small town in the Republic of the Philippines, where I spend my winter months. The idea is to produce a product that is in the market sector of end of life, and I'm looking at situations where people require flowers and vases for ceremonies and decorating grave sites. So with a micro business, supply chain is challenging, and the money that gets invested into the beginning is from my own pocket. Being a small business person, I can finance a little bit for a little time, so I'd prefer to do that. And if my product is successful, then I would consider a lending institution or other means to raise capital so that I can grow my business and involve more people. In the back of my mind is sustainable development and the idea that if I can put people to work, generate an income in the small town that I'm in, people will be able to generate cash flow for their families, put their children in school, buy medicines, buy food, a variety of food, good balanced diets, and it's all good for the community. I'm thinking of the economic impact that they will one day have on the community. They'll be able to buy things from other people. They'll be able to perhaps invest in their own way in the community. And if I introduce a product that has a strong environmental consideration, that will complete my very crude model of sustainable development. And yet I will continue to work within that and hopefully make the world and the place where my business is a little better through professional marketing that includes strong ethics. To set up a little business such as this, it's necessary to have tools, and the tools are basic: sandpaper, saw, an etching tool. That's the biggest investment. I tried to make a handmade etching tool using batteries and wires, and it just didn't work. I tried duplicating things that I saw on the internet, and it just wasn't feasible. So one of the investments that you have to make for this kind of a business is a decent tool that can be used for both etching and soldering. Two for one. A little bit of benefit for the owner in the use of tools. If you can take away scrap for free, you've got a supply chain. And if you have connections with small flower shops and so on, you have a distribution center. The marketing for such a project would be very simple, including some kind of a labeling system attached to the product that talks about sustainable development, why the product is being used, and what's in it for the people that may make the purchase. Maybe they'll keep the product longer and use it over again, or maybe it's a throwaway. So another one of the 7 P's, pricing, is good for another discussion on thinking marketing. But today I've taken a little trip through the bush, enjoying the weather, thinking about marketing and some of the things that might be considered when starting up a micro business or a small business, considering one of the P's, which is product. So until another time, when I'll take a look at one of the P's of the marketing mix and some of the things that you might consider, this is Grant Lee signing off and thinking marketing.